Now I need to hear you call my name. Where you at? On the way. How far? On the way. Pussy pop is on the way. How far we take it all the way? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I've been going all day and now I need to hear you say my name. Where you at? On the way. How far? On the way. Pussy popping on the way. How far we going all the way? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I just hit the up off the freeway. Switching lane to lane to lane. Speed race. I can light the X's on my mind, you know. I swear that pussy like that hard to find, you know.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee back with another episode of Dee Dee's Daily Dose. And today I have a very, very special guest with me. But in the meantime, I'm going to let you guys jam out to a little bit of that 2088, okay? All right.
Lingerie, my favorite decoration. I need Hennessy for that preparation. I hit the pussy with an exclamation. I'm so spoiled. Goddamn, you so loyal. Put you on camera, that's my favorite show. Girl, I rush here just to take it slow.
I've been working all night and now I need to hear you call my name. Where you at? On the way. How far? On the way. Pussy popping on the way. How far we take it all the way? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Going all day and now I need to hear you say my name. Where you at? On the way. How far? On the way. Pussy popping on the way. How far we going all the way?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't need nobody else. Ooh, you got me on the way. Yearning for your loving, baby. I need that shit every day. Cause you know this ain't made for nobody but you.
All right, you guys. So my guest is very anxious to start. So we're going to go ahead and get started. My guest today is very special, like I said earlier, and his name is Cam. So Cam, introduce yourself to the listeners.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
What?
What up, bitch?
Now,
okay. Cam Sokaki. Follow me on IG.
That's your name?
Or not.
That's
yeah, it really is.
Okay. tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from Selma, by way of New York.
By way of New York?
No, I'm just playing. I just lived in New York a short time. But I'm from Selma. And then I moved up here in Birmingham in 2012.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do?
I'm a baker and I actually cook on the side. I'm a chef in training.
Okay.
As well, so yeah.
So if you need a hookup, a plug or something to come cook some food for you, Cam is definitely your guy.
Yeah, I'll be working on the side in Atlanta, you know.
I thought about it.
All right. So now, what do you do for fun?
My niggas that they caught with it.
I do a little everything, like, you know,
like drugs, like,
yeah, you know, I'll be down with the shit, you know,
look
crack, you know, look cracky, and nah, I was just playing, but
y'all,
nah.
Cam is really silly, so this is gonna be a whole lot of fun,
but nah, I mean, I just hang out, you know, work out, do a little exercise, and me and my boyfriend, we go hang out, and, you know, sometimes we want to do straight shit, sometimes we want to do gay shit, you know.
Okay, so we're just going to jump right on into it. One of the main reasons that I wanted to interview Cam, besides the fact that he got a great sense of humor and he's funny as hell, is because he's gay. And I really just want to pick his brain, and I really just want to hear his story. And I want him to be able to share his story with you guys as well. So, Cam, how did you come out to your parents?
I came out to my
mom. Wait, before we go there... When did you know you were gay?
I think that's one of the craziest questions somebody can... I really have no idea. Like, I don't know. I was like, you know... It wasn't like a win. It was just like, okay. It was just my normal. Like, okay.
Did you ever try to date a girl?
Yeah, you know.
You did?
I saw this drink I got.
You know, we like to serve
but
our
no, y'all yeah, used to have a girlfriend. My girlfriend was fine. Her name was Ashley, you know.
And so, like, what made you kind of feel like.
Well, no, I was dating her for social purposes, also because she was nice, you know, and but more for social purposes, because you know you don't want to be like, you know, begging guy or whatever. But still, at the same time, you know, I was talking to her, and then you know sometimes this is back in MySpace days, you know, then I get on MySpace and I can go talk to guys and stuff like that online, but you know they were never like locally available to me. So, because I guess in Seattle nobody was quote unquote gay. So it was like,
was it something that you struggled with at first, like coming to grips saying I'm gay, or was it something where I know what I am, I just know I have to hide it?
No, it was very, very difficult because, you know, being around all these my grandparents, they like pastors and stuff like that. So being around all the, you know, the church people and stuff, you know, you going to hell and stuff. I might be on my way to hell right now, but you know, oh well, nah. Like, you know, oh damn well, shit. Just give me first class while I'm on the way, bitch. Like this. Flying comfortably.
Oh my.
But anyways, but it was just like a young, and then you kind of don't even understand what's going on. Like, you know, you at a young age, like, you know, like I got a bunch of uncles and shit like that. So, you know, they like, you know, they like women. Like, you know, they love women and stuff. I go hang out with them. They like, nephew, you see that right there? And I'm like, yeah, that bitch girl, you know, she looking good. You know, like, I mean, like, if I see a girl that's pretty or something, it ain't like I'm stupid that I don't see that, you know, she pretty or something like that. But it doesn't make me attracted to her on a physical level or nothing like that. So that was just always, you know, one of the things.
Have you ever slept with a girl before?
Yeah, I've had sex with a girl before.
Did you like
more than one girl?
More than one. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
How?
Yeah, this is back when I was like back when I was like, what, 18, 19 years old. But I wasn't actively having sex with guys or anything, if that's your question.
How was, like, was the sex with girls kind of like, no, this shit ain't fucking me up? Was it like, okay, I'm fucking with this?
It was, yeah, it was. They got me drunk. They forced it.
No.
but it was like, you know, it was like, it was an experience, but it wasn't nothing like, this is what I feel like society look at stuff like this backwards, because sex can just be sex, but like emotionally wanting to fall in love with someone, I'm not attracted to a woman. Like not even now, like, you know, because me and Scott, we've been together for years now, but even before him, like, you know, I dated them with guys after that little time, and it's just like one of them situations, like, I became more comfortable with myself, and I became okay with saying, like, you know, alright, nigga, you gay, you know.
So, guy sex was better than girl sex?
Yeah, because of not because of just the sex itself, but because of the intimacy. Mm-hmm. Involved in it, like, you know, the feeling and stuff, and this is your attraction. Like, you ever see that fine person that you always think about, and you see him walking down the street, like, ooh, and then finally you just get a little piece of that. So that's what guy sex did for me. Girl sex was like, I'm just doing this shit because I'm bored and I'm alone. Childish, you know, we just need a release, and you know, we need some self, and let's just go ahead.
So, the girls he had sex with, it was no type of mental or emotional, like, compatibility or anything like that?
No.
No?
No. It was, like, at least for me. And it wasn't, like, I wasn't, like, I don't know. It just wasn't. It just wasn't for me. It just wasn't a situation where it was, like, ooh, I'm doing this because I feel like I'm going to see myself with you. It was literally, like, boy sex, and we having sex, and, you know, let me get a taste of Cam. And I'm like, okay.
Shut up, because the way that you're explaining it to me in my mind, I'm just picturing you just like laying there, like, it's like, oh, I can't wait to this.
Nah,
but like, I know that's not how it went.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm a natural freak, so it's like, you know, I was with the shits. Like, you know, I was just like, okay, let's, okay, you want some weed? Okay. But at the same time, let me put it like this, it was during a time of like intoxication before, and then, yeah, maybe like the first two times.
Man. So anytime you had sex with a girl, you were drunk?
No, I was just saying, like, you know, the first time initially. I only had sex with two girls, and both of the girls. One time I was drunk. The other time I was not.
But so do the girls know you're gay now?
Yeah.
Everybody know I'm gay. Did you feel a certain type of way about it?
One of the girls did. She felt like, I don't know why she, I don't know if she wouldn't say it to me, but I feel like she felt like, oh, well, I'm out here fucking with her, and I know I'm fucking with guys or something. But I was never dating her. She had a whole boyfriend. She just used to be flirting with me, and she liked me, and she like kind of wanted to have sex with me. And then, you know, she ended up having sex with me, and that was just pretty much it. So it was never like a thing where we was dating or I was misleading to her or something or trying to put on.
But so was it a thing where you were talking to girls and guys at the same time?
No. Okay. Like, because the girl that felt some kind of way about it, this was like I said, both this happened, these things happened. The first time I even had sex with a guy.
Pass me a napkin. The first time I had sex with a guy,
I was like literally not having sex with girls at all. I used to talk to guys a lot. I used to have video sex with guys.
Okay. Like, so, yeah. I know we're taking y'all a little fast, so I'm going to backtrack a little bit because I definitely want to get into that. But back to, I think, the first question that I asked, like, how did you come out to your parents?
So, I came out to, and I'll never forget this, me and my cousin, we went over to my mom's house and we was like, because I was so afraid of my mom finding out that I was gay in them streets, you know, like,
yeah.
Them streets telling her, like, you know, hey, you know, I'm gay. So, like, me and my cousin, we had talked or whatever. My cousin, first of all, my cousin didn't really know I was gay. And then she found out because her baby dad, like, you know Cam gay, right? And she was like, yeah, my cousin gay. And then, like, you know, she came to me and she asked me, she was like, you gay? And I was like, yeah, bitch, I'm gay. And that was it. So I came and talked to my mom, like, you know, a couple months later about it. I was like, I just want to really tell my mama, you know, that I'm gay. And we sat down and we were sitting on, and she was on the couch, and I was like, Mom, I got something to tell you. She's like, what's wrong? And I ain't saying that. I just kind of got quiet, and I just went ahead and spit it out. I was like, Mom, gay. And she was like, well, you know, your uncle that stay out there in California that you ain't never met gay. I'm like, how the fuck I even, how I'm supposed to, like, what the fuck, he threw the gay over him? Shit. Like, what they got to do with me? Like, you know, how is that even? So I'm just like, I got
it. It seemed like she may have been saying that to let you know that you weren't alone, like, that you weren't the only one.
Well, that ain't how I took it. And no, she didn't say it like that. She, you know, like, typically, like, black families, of course, my mom is very comfortable with me being gay now. I mean, I've grown, like, you know, it's no secret now. But just then, I just feel like that's the first thing black
people. You don't have your chicken wings?
Yeah, okay. I'm done with. Oh, yeah. They weren't that good either, y'all. Don't go over there again. But anyway, so but I feel like this is the first thing, kind of black families they go to. Like, they feel like we'd have been in, like, you know, the old folks. They swear, like, you know, like, just like some of my family members, they feel like because I moved to Birmingham or when I moved to New York, like, I went up there and caught that gay. You know, they had the gay laying out on the street. And, you know, you go
pick it up
and I ran it back and brought it back home. And it was just like, this nigga gay now. Like, all my uncles just like, this nigga gay. Like, they told one of my uncles I was gay, and he was just looking at all them like, now everybody know Cam gay. Now y'all need to stop playing. Like, y'all ain't know that little nigga was gay. I was gay a long time ago.
Like, how do it make you feel when, like, people say, we been gay? Well, I have to tell you was gay before you
told me. To be honest, it's kind of relief. It's a relief. It's relieving to hear them, like, because I feel like at that point, I'm giving, like, you know, coming out is a difficult process, especially with black people. So I feel like I'm giving a part of me to somebody. Somebody just acknowledging that they know I'm not crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of black families can play and act like, you know, they can see you acting a certain way or see you doing certain things and still, like, you know, act like that ain't happening. Like, you ain't really gay or nothing like that. He just going through a phase or something like that. They love to phase us up. So when people just acknowledge, like, yeah, I knew you was gay, it's really.
Will you ever, okay, were you ever at a point where people tried to pray the gay away or tried to make it seem like, you know, all you need is to get in touch with God?
If they did try to pray the gay away, I want a part of that three-way call with God. They better not come to my ass. See, now, look, we just had a certain kind of, like, you know, I think too, because God blessed me with kind of like the personality that I have, I was very, like, you know, vocal about certain things, and like, you know, I don't care. Like, you know, I'm gonna cuss your ass out if you said the wrong thing to me. So,
right.
You know, my folks kind of like, they go, like, even now, like, you know, me and my boyfriend, we've been dating now, what, 4 years, almost 5 years. And like, you know, I don't know, like, you know, I can't tell if they are not all the way comfortable. They ain't gonna say it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm okay with that. As long as we have respect, we can have different views, you know. You know, I don't like broke niggas, but you know, hey, they out there.
I just feel like life is so short. And
right.
When people walk in the shadow of what they actually want to be,
right.
For one, it's depressing. And depression can get
you. It is. And I had lost so much weight when before I came out of my mom.
You gained it back? Cause
nah. Like, I'm serious. Like, before I came out, I had got so depressed. I was just so worried because I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, these people gonna shun me. And it's kind of, to be honest, I kind of waited until I was able to kind of like, another thing people don't realize when you're young and gay, because you hear so many stories about parents putting kids out and stuff. Uh-huh. So, you know, I was kind of smart with this shit. Like, I knew I was gay, but I wasn't finna be like just coming out in a way because until I was comfortable, until I was able to fend for myself, because I didn't want to be in a position where I'm homeless or nothing like
because
that.
Because you were gay. Do you really feel like your parents would have put you out, though?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
That's the thing. Like, you know, and it's sad that you just really don't know. I don't know what would have happened if I had just came out. Like, if I had just straight came out while I was living in Selma, like living with my people and stuff like that. Because my dad doesn't live here anyway. My dad,
do you guys have any type of relationship?
Yeah. Yeah. I talked to the nigga last night. He works. Yeah. But, yeah, we got a relationship and stuff like that. But, he's from Boston, but he never lived here.
He never lived here.
No, he came down here. You know, him and my mama made me, and he was gone. You know?
How do y'all maintain a relationship?
I mean, he come down here every few years, but that's another. It's just like, you know, we just kind of like, you know, phoning that thing up. You know, we just talk on the phone and stuff like that. I mean, his family is here. For the most part. So I've always spent time with him.
If you burp one more motherfucking time,
I can't help it.
And you burping so
I cannot help it. This is just what you gotta look. If you wanna hear, this is what you gotta get. I ain't changing. I said what I said.
Okay, y'all. Cam got some gas. So we're gonna be right back after this song, okay?
It's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Yeah. Hey, she say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03.
Okay, guys, we're back. We had to take a brief intermission because we got some chicken wings over here. And I had to finish eating and my hands got dirty. But we're back. Now we got a bunch of more topics to cover, but how has, like, you know, you being gay and stuff, like, how do you view, like, gay people versus straight people? Cause you bougie, you like super duper bougie.
Oh, really not. I'm just conservative. I like what I like. It has nothing to do with me being bougie, you know? But it's not anything. What do you mean?
Like, do you feel like
I feel like if you're asking about straight men, I feel like sometimes straight men look down on gay men.
Why do you think that?
Well, sometimes, you know, like, it's kind of hard to describe it in a way, like, you know, certain situations or certain things, like, you know, straight men feel like, you know, certain straight men. I'm not going to put all straight men in the same category, because I know a lot of great straight guys that are cool with. But, you know, just sometimes, like, they just... One thing I know my biggest problem with certain straight guys is like they find out you gay and then they be like, you know, just like you around me, so you know, like they'll be like, okay, well, you cool, you know, like, yeah, I'm cool with him, long you don't try me.
I think a lot of straight guys, because and insecurity with like being around a gay dude, I don't even think it's homophobia. I think when people are not necessarily 100% secure with their sexuality, or a lot of times people fear what they don't understand. A lot of straight dudes think every gay dude want them.
Yeah, and that's, and I'll be trying to figure out what about them that we want. Like, you know, or like, you know, because I'll be confused by in the straight guys, most of the time that I've seen that feel this way, you know, they not even, like, you know, that attractive. Let's just be real. It's like, what about you made me want to be gay?
Let's just be real.
Like, you know, I seen you and I want to be gay. It was you that made me want to be gay. I seen you and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be gay today because that man's so fine right there. Like, you know, because I don't understand what that statement means. Okay. Oh, I'm cool. I always want to try me. Try you what? Try you what? I don't want no McDonald's meal. I don't want the number one.
Whoop your dick out and say, don't do it.
Like, you know, what is it about you that's so appealing that makes you feel like, you know, because I don't hang out with girls and be like, yeah, I'm going to go up here with these bitches as long as they don't try me. Or these women, I'm sorry. But, you know, I don't. Bitches be bitches. But nah, I ain't talking about that.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever approached a gay guy? I mean, a straight guy?
Absolutely not. That's one, and I'm not even joking about that. Like, and it ain't even about me being intimidated. It's more so about me having, I feel like, and I'm not talking about anybody that, you know, some gay men, they you know, that's their thing. They, you know, they like trade, you know, that's it. But I,
wait a minute, what's trade?
Trade is a guy who's perceiving to be heterosexual and they maybe down a little homosexual or something like that, you know. But
so trade just mean down low. Why do they say trade? Is it because they trade pussy for dick and go back?
Nah, because they trade and like they around here they playing. That's all I can say. Like, you know, they ain't who they claiming to be. But you know, but that's another topic.
But don't you feel like everybody, like, if you gay and you struggle with your identity with being gay, like, you may straddle the fence a little bit because a lot of people try to
fight. I mean, but trade doesn't necessarily mean, like, me and my homeboy, we play all the time. Like, especially, like, you know, when we got to get all the way cleaned up and shit, and we be around like, oh, bitch, you trade today. I see you on that picture, you know, you getting trade. Like, you know, so it ain't really necessarily a bad thing, but I'm just saying, but for certain guys, they really do, like, you know, like, they are attracted to these kind of like hood people, these kind of quote unquote straight guys, and that just never been my, because I don't want nobody that's not comfortable with themselves, and I take that very serious, because you know you can really get effed up playing around with people like that, because you know
what you mean. I mean, you told me a story before, I think, about someone close to you that passed.
Yeah, he wasn't necessarily
story.
Yeah, he wasn't necessarily, you know, just close to me, but he was someone that, you know, we kind of grew up together, we went to same school and stuff like that, and he was gay and he was, you know, messing around with this guy, and from my understanding, the guy, you know, felt like he was on the outing or something like that. Long story short, he ended up killing him or whatever, and that happens a lot in the gay community sometimes with people like, you know, they outside of our community sometimes, like they people that may not be as comfortable with who they are and stuff like that. And I'm okay with people not being, you know, everybody, we all gotta go through our own stages and stuff. And
has there ever been a fear of yours that like something bad may happen to you?
I mean, like, what you mean? Something
like, maybe, you know, of course you're in a relationship now, but maybe, like, before you met your boyfriend, like, maybe you might run into the wrong person and they might hurt you.
To be honest, I guess, it never did, because I guess I've always been kind of particular about the people I talk to, so, I mean, like, you know, I feel like if I was talking to you, you gay. I ain't confused about whether you, you know.
Ain't no questions and then like that.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm really interested in knowing, like, what your first time, like, your first guy experience was like. Was you scared? Was you trying to act nervous? Or did you just...
Hell no, I was nasty. It was sloppy.
I know I'm not, like, familiar with all the terminology.
And
but
I don't know him either.
Yes, you do.
No, I do not.
In the game, like, in the community, like, what would be... Are you, like, a top or bottom, a verse?
A verse,
and you gotta explain what that means, because I mean, I know
verse,
but
a verse is a person, so it's just pretty simple. You tell me what you think it is.
I think a verse is a person that is either on the top or the bottom.
Okay. All right, you just answered your own question. It's kind of self-explanatory. It's not me, motherfucker. Like, it's like the top goes up, the bottom goes down, and the verse is in between.
What do you prefer?
I ain't telling you all that. Nah.
Oh, now you shot.
Cause it don't really matter. Nah, I ain't finna put my stuff out there right there. But
I'm about to say you keep your Instagram. Oh my goodness, what was I about to say?
The people that know need to know.
It's like the people that know need. I'm gonna find that after the show, y'all.
The folks that need to know.
We gonna get biz after the show. And
they know.
Hey, babe. Is he listening?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, babe. Go. Okay. Your story. Your first time.
Huh?
What your first time. The story. Paint the picture.
I mean, with no pain like going on. Room. First of all, with no pain going on, so let's just stop there right there.
Okay, so yes, your first time. Paint the picture for me.
Once again, it was no pain, so you can just go ahead and get shit out your mind because it was all. But
did you have a lingerie?
It was like. Yeah. And I ain't want them but a big dick out of the way.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go.
But nah, it wasn't. Like, I mean, we were sexing and stuff like that. And this was with somebody that I ain't even know that was, you know, gay for real. Like, they hit me up and we was just sexing and stuff like that. And they just all of a sudden asked me, like, you know, to come over. And I was like, shit, so me? You know, when you get that come through text, you jump up. And I'm just like...
Oh, you such a hoe.
Okay.
I'm on the way.
So I jump up and then I go out there and then I meet up. So then I had to see if it was true or whatever. So I'm like, what's up? So it just kind of went from there and it was, you know, it was in the car though. My first time.
That sounded like it was like...
It was so freaking exciting. Nah, I was out there, you know, I was out there in the country road, standing outside, mosquitoes biting all on my ass, cheeks.
Oh my
and shit.
God.
Oh, it was so. you ever been to the Bahamas? Neither have I, but it was like somewhere on the beach. Shut up.
And how you know I ain't been to the Bahamas?
Well, I'm just speaking for both of us.
I ain't never been here, but I'm just. I mean, who was the dominant person?
We both did it.
Oh, y'all took turns?
Yeah, we took turns. It was everything. Time, like, huh? You know, you ever seen the circus when the people put their head behind the, up between their legs? And
so, wait, I'm confused. So, like, your first time, like, your butt holding hurt?
No, like, first of all, why everybody think being penetrated is going to be so difficult? You have lubricants, you have things like that, and
I'm just saying buttholes are small. My butthole,
I know,
is small.
But that's just because somebody ain't playing with your butthole right. They don't know what they're doing, and that's okay. That nigga ain't blue in your booty. He don't know what he's doing. That's it. Stop trying to play us. Goodness. We know what we be doing.
I guess I haven't so, my yeah, butt y'all blue need in right.
I had a friend that had never even played with a toy before. I'm like, you basic bitch. You ain't even played with a toy. Oh, my God. What is heterosexual sex like? Oh, my God. Do y'all just lay there on your back, titties sagging all over?
Wait a minute now. What?
What
you not do?
Why not? White foot stuff. Down there, yeah, with just laying back there. He up there just gyrating all over your body and shit. What y'all be doing?
Heterosexual sex is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of different ways to do it. See, we got a couple different holes to explore. Y'all can find.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, ladies, I had to defend her.
Yeah, she didn't do y'all any justice, so I think she need to have another female to come back because that was horrible.
You just want somebody who freaking up like, yeah, you crazy as fuck, you sucking dick, sticking on the titty fucking. Oh, yeah, y'all can't titty fuck.
Who else titty fuck?
Who don't?
I ain't realize it was, you know, that man just titty fucking because he just ain't really had them balls sucked right. He ain't had them nipples sucked on. Have you ever sucked on your man nipples before?
Let me ask you this. Do you know when you looking on somebody's nipple, they can't feel that shit? Did you know that?
Why did you know that?
If, I don't know. Shit, but when you just licking somebody's nipple, they don't feel it. I know.
My nipples are very sensitive.
You lying.
Like, I swear, if my nipples get, like, they just, you touch them a little bit, they get, look, they get hard now. I'm just, I almost touched them.
Shut the
But no.
So let me ask you this, because this is a conversation that we've had before, and I recently went to an event, and it was a game night, and it was some guys and girls there, and the guys were gay, and it was really fun, but I just think, some of them were kind of doing a bit much.
That's usually the case. I mean, we all have our ways of addressing our sexuality, but the last thing I want to be is just gay. Like, you know, I'm still Cam. I was Cam before I realized, before I came out. I was gay before I matured enough to become gay, and I'm going to still be Cam. But I just feel like, you know, just, like, if I'm sitting up and chilling, like, you know, if I'm with my best friend and stuff, we're going to get a little lit. There might be a few bitches around here like, bitch, what's up? But, you know, I ain't just going to be around a bunch of people and stuff. Like, you ain't got to, that ain't the only thing that I am. I'm much more than just a homosexual, and I don't like to just be
confined is that you don't like to lead with your homosexuality.
Now I can lead with that motherfucker, but I ain't gonna, like, it ain't gotta be,
it don't define you.
Yeah, it don't define who I am as a person. I have some people that, you know, I've known some people, let me put it like that they're not even comfortable going to, like, you know, straight clubs or something like that. I love to go to straight clubs. I love listening to a little trap music sometimes when I get a little drunk. And I don't care if I'm the only gay motherfucker in there. Me and my boyfriend be gay as hell up in there. I don't care. Like, we was at the Platinum not too long ago, and he kissed me, and the man sat beside him. He was like, these niggas gay. And I'm like, absolutely. But, you know.
And I think it's really, really great that, like, you're able to, like, live in your truth. And that's, like, the platform that I want to create. Is the people that come, that they have opportunity to be transparent about who they are and, like, right. Living their truth. And that's why a lot of times I let my listeners be anonymous. But then I have some listeners who, like, live out loud, and they, you know, tell their name, their story, and get an Instagram. And, you know, and I just think that that's the most beautiful thing in the world.
And by the way, I'm very boring on Instagram. Like, all you're going to see is just random pictures.
He got hella news. He got ass. He,
nah, absolutely not.
What's the name
that, the ghetto? No, it's not a part of that. No. But
he got pissed
it's just regular ass pictures of me. Just regular ass pictures of me standing up, having Scott take pictures of me or some shit. You see
regular
some pictures of Scott.
Ass pics. Let me ask you this. The people in the gay community who you feel like are really extra, what do you think is, you know, the reason behind it?
Well, we all come from different background. Now, this is one thing that I feel like that's miscommunicated in the media, because some people think that, you know, being gay is a learned behavior, but the attitudes that some gay guys have is a learned behavior. Because, like, you know, being around certain gay guys, you know, you catch yourself, like, all you're gonna hear with certain gay guys, bitch this, bitch, and you know, a lot of, like, I can't even do it, like, talking from the back of their throat, I'm like, God, bitch, let me talk, I can't stand this shit, yeah, but for the most part, like, you know, it's just, we all come from, like, you know, different little, and you know, like I said, I ain't mad at them, like, you know, it doesn't make me, like, I got some gay friends that are, like, you know, or people that I know that are associates, and they real cool, and they, like, you know, they extra flamboyant sometimes, just always keeping it up, and, you know, they can be cool and stuff like that, but just my circle that I hang out with, like, you know, we just ain't, you know, we know who we are as men. Mm-hmm. Too, so, you know, it's just like, we ain't just only gotta be gay, we educated, you know, we fun to be around, you know, we love each other, like, you know, we don't just, you know, we fall in love, we love people that we around just like everybody else. It ain't,
what's the I guess a sign that you wouldn't want to hang out with somebody?
Being messy. Well, I don't have no sign that I don't want to.
Cam, you is messy.
Let me see. If you got more than $50 in your account, say, hey, I don't want to hang out with them. That is definitely tacky. That's all you got in your account? That's not, like, no. Just No. I ain't saying that. No, I was just playing. Because one time, a few years ago, we went to this club, and the DJ, he was like, probably like, yeah, you got more than $50 in your account. Me and my boyfriend thought that was so funny. Like, but for real, though, I just, I don't really have no type. Like, I just go off energy. Like, if I like you, I like you. I don't care about, like, you know, nothing like that. I do anything for anybody around me, like, on the serious note. Like, you know, I look out for people that's around me, and they'll do anything for me. So it just is what it is, you know.
When I was in high school, and it's like completely unrelated, like, my best friend in high school was gay, and it took him like 6 months to come out to me. And
that's it?
Yeah, I mean,
oh, it can be a lengthy process.
It's your high school friend, not your mama or your dad. It's just somebody.
So, I ain't come out to my high school friends after we graduated high school.
It's like I kind of knew, but this is the thing. Like, when we met the first day of school, we realized we had all the same classes, so we were just connected at the hip. Mm-hmm. And when we went in the lunchroom on the first day, he was like, "I can show you all the gay people in here." And I was like, "That's weird, but shit, go ahead." So he was, you know, he gay. You could tell he gay, you know. And I was like, okay, he got a strong-ass gaydar. Right. And then maybe like the second semester of school, he was like, "I got something to tell you." It's like, "I'm gay."
And you should have said, like, "What you doing? What you think you doing that make me believe you straight?"
But this, you can't.
Like, what he thought he was doing that made you believe that he was anything besides
you? I think he's just trying to talk to girls and stuff. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, he felt like he was, I'm not going to say he felt like he was a disappointment, but his brother was gay. And he lived with his brother.
So he's just like, mama got all these gay folk.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing, like.
And he caught the gay from his brother.
Yeah, you have, shut the hell up.
No, I'm just saying.
But that's what it would have been portrayed as. Yeah. Like, oh, you want to be like your brother.
Uh-huh, because you gay.
It was just,
I've been told that before. Like, you know, my brothers don't need to see me being gay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, but you know, but outside of me being gay, they don't need to see that, you know, that I work hard, that, you know, I'm intelligent half of the time, you mm-hmm. know, that I love them, I do stuff, and I spend time with them. Like, mm-hmm. like, and when I spend time with my brother and them, I ain't gonna just, like, I'm not gonna go do any, like, gay shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing like that. I'm gonna do, like, regular shit, whatever regular they wanna shit. Go do. Like, you know, hang out, go cars and stuff. Because I like to do that stuff anyways. It ain't got
yeah,
anything
to do with
it.
Yeah, my thing is, you being gay don't take you out of being human.
Right.
Like, drinking alcohol is regular people shit. Like, you know, going to the club and right, stuff right, like right. that. That's not a sexuality activity, it's a human activity.
You know, when people see gay people, all they think about is we sucking dick and fucking each other. It's like, you know, we don't fall in love, we don't love each other. Like, you know, like, one thing, and I know I kind of got off subject, but it, just because you said that made me think about that. Like, me and my boyfriend be talking about that, and I told him, I was like, I can see, at first I was like, what big deal does it make, because, you know, they legalize gay marriage and stuff like that. But I thought about it, like, in depth, but you don't even think about, like, okay, you've been talking to this person all these years or something like that. Something happened to them. Their family can just pretty much say, you can't come here, you don't get in it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, even though you love this person, their family know you've been there for that person. I told my boyfriend, I'm like, what if I die? Or, like, what if you die and then your folks say, I can't even come to your funeral? Or, like, they say, like, you know, I persuaded you to do, because I had an ex-boyfriend and his ex died.
Mm-hmm.
His ex had cancer. His ex died. And his ex had left him a life insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
His people end up taking it because they said that my ex had manipulated him and, like, he wasn't gay and all this other shit.
Oh, my goodness.
It's fucking horrible.
Wow. Ooh, that was heavy. We're going to be right back in a few minutes. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. I'm trying to turn the thing up. It's dog. Okay, here we go.
Can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Now she say, she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee.
Okay, you guys, and we back. I was just sharing this story with Cam about my friend from high school who was gay. And at a certain point in his life, it became overwhelming. And he decided that he didn't want to be gay anymore. And so as a result, he told me that he wanted me to be his girlfriend so that he would no longer be gay.
And
shut the hell up. Just speak up a little bit. But I don't know. I had to have a conversation with him because I didn't feel like it was fair to me to be put in that situation. But I also felt like, you know, live your truth and be who you want to be. I can't just, for one, you're my friend. So I can't just wake up and say.
No, for one, you gay.
For one, you gay. For two, I just can't wake up and say, okay. For three, you gay. But I can't make myself, you know, be attracted to somebody to assist them in, you know, whatever they're going through. Because at the end of the day, like, it's not natural for your friend to just be like, okay, come on, be my girlfriend. And turn me back straight.
Yeah.
It was a stressful situation, but it was also like, damn, like, don't put me in this predicament.
But there's still some people out there that's doing that, like, you know, the deal with, and it's crazy that society has people like pretty much them they worrying so bad about, like, you know, how people are going to perceive them or their current environment is going to perceive them or treat them and stuff like that, that they'll rather, like, you know, just go with the hype, like, you know. And but I think the best thing, like, I was telling one of my friends, is like, on a serious note, the best thing that ever could have happened to me was me being gay and me coming out. I feel like if I hadn't never came out, I would live just my life just in this little bubble. I wouldn't want to try shit. I wouldn't want to do nothing. I'd be, you know, just another baby daddy.
Do you ever come out, like, go out now and you don't, like, go to certain places?
No,
feel judgment or anything?
No, absolutely not. That's exactly what I mean. Like, you know, a couple months ago, I went to the airport lounge. That's how good I am. I don't give no fuck.
Shut your ears.
No fuck.
Now, what advice do you have for somebody who's struggling with their sexuality right now? And just have a fear of being judged?
You know, you gotta move at your own pace, but, you know, let this shit go. You know, put it out there. Throw it out there. Pop it out.
What are the benefits?
Because it's like, yeah, you may have some people. People just gonna talk for a little minute. That's just the reality of the situation. When I first came out, yeah, everybody in my family talked for probably like a month or two. You know, but then after then, like, you know, it's just like, whatever. They just go on. Like, because at the end of the day, people, like, they already talking about you. You ain't gonna make nobody happy. Like, they already assuming something. Like, oh, I don't never see you with no girl. Like, I see you with a girl, but I feel like this. Like, you know, they already kind of got some kind of idea that some ain't right. So, you know, you be comfortable with yourself and, you know, go ahead and put yourself out there for you, not for nobody else. Put yourself out there for you. Because, you know, it's the best thing that ever could happen to you. I'm telling you, it's like a burden. This.
Do you have any regrets?
No. For what?
Just in general. Maybe how long it took you to come out, or maybe somebody that you dated.
Yeah, I do. I do. That is something that I do. Regret a little bit, like, you know, waiting as long, even though I came out when I was 19, but still, like, you know, I kind of regret sometimes, like, I didn't just try to find out. Like I said, I was kind of nervous because I didn't know how my folks would react, but at the same time, I don't know.
You wish you would've.
But I feel like everything that happened, the way it happened for a reason, and that's just pretty much what it is. But I do know, I'll tell anybody, it's the best thing that ever happened to me was coming out. Like, it's, you know, and not even for what the media and everything else try to put it out there, like, you know, oh, you just want to be out here and voguing and duck walking and shit.
Can you
it
know?
Ain't even for that. Absolutely not. Drop? I cannot. I've tried before now. I've tried a good old dump drop, but I'll be dead. Like, I can't. But I do like to watch this shit. It'd be exciting. I'd be like, bitch, you better not. Ah! but for real though, but it's good living in your truth for real. Like, regardless of what people talk shit and stuff like that, but it's good because you happy with yourself more than anything.
Well, this has been probably one of my most favorite interviews, and I know we're not supposed to say most and favorite, but I really like enjoyed talking to you.
Absolutely.
And picking your brain. Do you feel like being able to tell your story and, like, share your experiences is liberating? Do you, like...
I mean, in a way, but I guess because
it's just, you know, it's just like a conversation for me now. It's not even like, you know, I just, it's just, you know, it is what it is.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode.
Thank y'all. Thank you for having
Daily
me, Didi.
Dose. And follow Cam on Instagram.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. Cam Sosa-Taki. I might not respond, but I'll follow you back, though.
No DMs. He got a man.